I think that look, if you have, you know, the audacity of a mediocre white dude, that's actually pretty amazing. Just the sort of unbridled confidence. I mean, sometimes if you ever go to a nightclub and you see white people dancing, I'm like, I need to live like that. Just no rhythm, no hair, doing what the, I'm like, that's how you guys conquered the world. Just like, nah, it's my world. And like, meanwhile, us people of color, right? Like, I gotta shave, I gotta dress right, like I gotta be on the beat, because the last thing I want to do is, yeah. So I think if you can not be worried about what people think, but the thing that you have to couple it with is empathy. So if you can have sort of that Kanye, you can drink your Kanye juice in the morning, but also have empathy, I think that's a very, very good combination. And I hope that my kids, you know, hopefully have like that audacity of equality of like, yeah, I can be whatever I want to be, and people are going to judge me based on my merits, and I'm not going to accept being treated differently for anything else.
You said a thing in the show that really struck me when you're talking about this incident right. with the prom, because these people were nice to you.
Yes.
You had been to their home. You had had dinner with them.
Yes.
You, as you say in the show, I don't want to reveal too much, you had kissed their daughter.
Right.
This is a painful thing you said. You said, I didn't, and I want you to talk about it, I didn't know people could be bigoted even as they're smiling at you.
Yeah.
What does that mean, and what does that mean for people who are trying to do something about bigotry?
I think, so what's interesting, the thing that I wanted to talk about in the special is that I think a lot of times people, they think tolerance is enough. And I think when I, in the prom story, what I was trying to cross over is sort of like full-on acceptance and love. And so I think what happened there was just like, hey, I'm okay with you, but hey, not if you're trying to, not in my backyard. And that was that sort of
like the prom is too far.
Yeah, that's too much, you know. And so
you can
like,
come and you can have like the Salisbury steak at our home.
Yeah, that sort of racial tension isn't new in this country, right? I mean, it's like people be like, oh, I'm not like bigoted or I'm not racist, but hey, if so-and-so married your son or daughter, hey, all right, well, just easy. That to me, love and sort of being willing to share, you know, family, I think is like, that's the true testament of like, are you really colorblind in your acceptance of people?